Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Bert Show. All
right, Sandra here needs some help here. You know how like a lot of people will have, I think they used to call them whoobies from back in the day? Like things that you hold on to from your childhood that give you comfort. It could be a blanket. It could be a doll that you still have as an adult.
Yeah, no, Jimmy, he's got a lovey. He's got this little horsey that literally goes everywhere with us. And whenever we travel, unbeknownst to him, we bring backup horsey. Because if everything happens to first horsey, we have to have backup horsey.
Hey, Sandra, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, you in trouble. You in trouble.
So much trouble.
What'd you do?
Oh, God. Okay, so my husband had a childhood blankie that he called Lovey, and I threw it away by accident.
How do you throw that away by accident?
Because his mom, like, gave him this box of stuff, and I didn't know that, like, this blanket was in it, and so he was going through the box of stuff, and he left the blanket on the kitchen counter. It's like one of those, like, mini lamb blankets, but honestly, to me, it just looked like a dirty cleaning rag, and he had just, like, kind of left it around, and so I threw it out. I threw it into the kitchen trash. And he asked me, you know, he was like, hey, have you seen my blanket? And first I didn't know what he was talking about. I was like, blanket, you know, because really it looked like a little gross, like tattered, like rag that you'd like clean the kitchen or clean a car with. Honestly, it looked disgusting. And like, I was just like, no, I didn't see it. And then he like was kind of looking around kind of frantically. And he's like, did you see it? Like a mini lamb blanket is like, and I was like, oh my God. And I was like, no, didn't see it. And so like, but this was like after he threw out the kitchen trash. That's why. So I'm just like, there's like no way to get, like, it's in the dumpster now of our building. So I don't know.
Oh, you're about to go dumpster diving.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So
this is
still in there. God. And so I was just like, no, babe, I'm sorry. I didn't see it.
So this is so much more than a blanket to him, man. It probably is attached to so many childhood memories, great memories. It's like his comfort thing. And there you go. And you tossed it away.
How old is he?
How old? He's like
42 or 32?
42.
Did he specifically, as a 42-year-old man, go, hey, what'd you do with Lovey?
I mean, oh, God.
So, yes. Oh, yeah. I will say, stuff like this is very nostalgic. You guys might remember a few Christmases ago, Tracy, our operations manager, I mentioned this one time in passing that in kindergarten, for show and tell, I took a Donald Duck radio and I described it to her. She found that radio on eBay, and when she gave it to me, I cried like a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my friends in college had her blankie, and it was so ratted. And I didn't have a blankie like that, so I didn't understand the emotional significance. So I got drunk one day with my other friend and thought it'd be fun to hide it and give her a scavenger hunt to find it again. That did not go over well.
No.
Really?
I mean, we're talking a college-aged woman crying because, and it was in the house. I just hid it in a closet. Stupid, drunk move, but there is an emotional attachment. It is like woven into your soul when you talk about being an adult and hanging on to a childhood blankie.
Well, he didn't even do it. Mom did. You said she gave him a box of stuff and Lovey was in the box?
Yeah. And like, but like it's clear, like the way he's acting, like that he thinks he lost it and he is freaked out that he lost it. Like he was excited to have it again, and like, but so it's like in, you know, the kitchen trash, which is in a bag, but then that bag got thrown into the dumpster of our apartment complex.
Well, how much do you love this man? How are you willing to go dumpster diving for him?
Oh, my God. I don't even know how to find it. There's probably like a million bags in there if it's even still in there. Oh, my God.
You know what your trash looks like. Like, think of this like a valuable piece of jewelry that you threw away.
Mm-hmm.
If you threw away a ring that like maybe your grandmother gave you, you would be tearing through those bags. You just rip one open. Do you recognize the trash? Yes, dig more. If not, keep going.
I think even if you go in there, right, and you go through the trash, the dumpster, and you don't find anything, at least you can come clean with him later on in the day and say, hey, this was my fault. I tried to make it up to you. Ugh. I still stink like the trash. I went in there to try to get that thing for you because I know how much it means. And that'll probably go a really long way.
You got to do it to him while you still got the dumpster stuff on you. Yeah. Like, you got to have the trash juice dripping from your face. That's how you get him to forgive you.
Have you guys ever been in a dumpster?
Yes.
No.
Why were you in a dumpster?
Were you in there?
No, that's another story for another time.
Yeah, that another time is 10 minutes. All right, Sandra, are you willing to go into that dumpster? Because if so, we want to talk to you afterwards.
I think I have.
Get in there. And then wait for him to come home. Do not change your clothes. No. Do not take a shower. Nothing. All right. Ugh. But when you get back, give us a call, okay?
Okay.
All right, it's Bird Show.
The Bird Show.